the Committee on Oversight to order June 30th, 2025 at 1:02 p.m. in the Frankie Sudell Papa Conference Room and via Zoom. We're going to be moving on to agenda item two, roll call.
Sorry. Chair Kitch.
Present.
Chair Micheli.
Absence unexcused.
Chair Issa.
Present.
Chair Castro.
Present.
Chair Terry.
Absence excused.
Yeah. Chair Levy.
Present on Zoom.
Chair Saporito.
Presently.
Yeah, okay.
I already said his name. Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Present.
And then Chair Acklin.
Present.
Perfect. A quorum
All
is
right.
present.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. We're going to move on to agenda item three, public comment. Any public comments? Yes. Moving on to adoption minutes, there are no minutes to be approved of at this time. With that being said, we're moving on to agenda item five, reports. We're going to be starting with Senator Kitch with ASA.
ASA, our last summer meeting was held on Friday, June 20th, and we just went over petitions for reaching out and then moved on some liaisons to our two newest members, our liaisons, two senators, and then I also asked them to reach out to their liaison for our next meeting, which will be in late July, and either send me a screenshot of having reached out or CC me on the email. Two senators so far have, Senator McAndrews and Senator Moore, and then all people were present either on Zoom or in person or explain why they were absent, except for Senator Miller.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Senator Kitch? All righty. Since Senator Maselli is not here, we're going to be moving on to Chair of Democratic and Civic Engagement, Senator Issa.
Good afternoon, everyone. The Committee on DCE has had a productive start to the session, and I'm proud of the progress the committee has been making. Over the past few weeks, I've held one-on-one check-ins with nearly every member of the committee. I wanted to hear from them directly on why they joined, what they're working on, and how we can improve. These conversations have helped me get a better sense of how to support each member as chair in their role and where we can grow as a committee. Earlier this week, I also sent out a When to Meet link, and I plan to hold our next DCE meeting sometime next week, where we'll hear a presentation from Kathy Castro on CLDE events the CSC will be holding this year. Additionally, we've been working closely with the CSC to prepare for Constitution Day on September 17th. Senator Moore and I met with Kathy Castro, and DCE will be helping to lead this year's programming. Requested pocket constitutions from Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's office to hand out during the event, and we're brainstorming other educational opportunities that help promote civic literacy on campus. And we're also supporting the launch of UNR's first big event, a campus-wide day of service where students come together to volunteer in the Reno community. I've been in contact with Kathy Castro and several ASUN executive directors to set up a meeting so we can all get on the same page on how to support this event. And if done right, this could be a staple of student involvement in Nevada, something that not only benefits the community, but also helps students feel more connected to each other and truly make Nevada and Reno a home to them. Overall, we've got a lot of motion, and I'm excited to see what we accomplish in the fall. That concludes my report.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time? All righty. Moving on to the Committee of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Senator Castro.
We just had our meeting today at 11 a.m., so that was really nice, especially considering that we had new members. We are in an interesting position liaison-wise because we have a perfect amount for all of our members, except unlike what was established when I reached out to them, I had a few members of my committee who were not there, so we still have some liaison appointments that need to be dispersed some more. We have people who are doubled up rather than just like evenly dispersed, which is a little annoying, but we're working to meet sooner rather than later to fix that. So our next meeting will probably be early in July rather than later. And then in addition, we're looking at possibly getting the director of the Department of IDEA to present for our next meeting. And then we're also already seeing club involvement from the Young Democratic Socialists, YDSA, and possibly other political groups on campus that would like to speak to us. And yeah. Oh, and I've also, during last meeting, established partially some of the expectations when it comes to liaison engagement.
Alrighty, thank you. Any questions for Senator Castro at this time? Alrighty. Since Senator Terry is not here, he unfortunately spaced and was at work, but he did say, sent me a text and said, GovOps didn't meet this month, but we're meeting July 7th. We're most likely meeting 2 to 3 weeks after that. I also, hopefully, either at next Senate meeting, actually, is anyone here in GovOps? Okay. Have you guys started the SAS audit or anything like that, or any conversations, or what are you guys really doing in GovOps?
In the meantime, may I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
In the meantime, we
are... Wait, sorry. Parliamentary visa for the record.
Yes. In the meantime, before our next meeting, we've individually been going over the SAS. I believe it's titles 1 and 2, I think. Is that correct? In our next meeting, we're expected to have individual reports of what needs to be changed in the SAS.
Okay, cool. Alrighty. Any points of conversation or points of clarification in regards to GovOps? Alrighty. Moving on to safety, sustainability, and wellness, Senator Levy.
Hello, everyone. I hope your summer has been going really well. For SSW, we're mainly focusing on Safety Week, which will be the fourth week after we get back to school. I've been working with Director Lee and Director Homan on kind of getting the committee's output and opinion on creating an event during this week. My main goal as chair is to make sure that we are as heavily involved with the other departments of ASUN as we possibly can be. So we will be very heavy on the event programming. So our committee will be planning an event during Safety Week. So that's the main update. And yeah.
Okay, cool. Any questions for Senator Levy? Alrighty. That being said, we're going to be moving on to the Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Senator Saporito.
Hello, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, my iPad heated up. We held a meeting June 20th discussing a civic survey data with Sandra Rodriguez. We're currently, with the assistance of Senator Issa, creating liaison positions. We're working on a binding resolution later today, as well as an addition to the Senate rules highlighting the duties of the special committee. I was looking there was no necessary section to actually highlight the liaison position. From SSW later today, as well as scheduling a meeting with Kennedy Taylor to analyze needs-based bills that were tracked last legislative session.
Cool. All righty. Any questions or anything like that in regards to Senator Saporito's report? All righty. That being said, moving on to Parliamentarian ESA.
Not much to report. I'm continuing to go over Senate rules to see if there are any amendments that need to be made to clarify our rules to align them with common practice. So far, I haven't found anything of note or of concern. And additionally, I'm going to be working closely with Speaker Acklin this month to develop a Roberts Rules workshop for the fall semester. This will be a practical, hands-on training session that will help us all feel more confident navigating debate, motions, and procedure. It's something I think will be especially helpful for our newer members, but it will be a good refresher for all of us if you are able to attend. That's all for me.
All righty. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Yes. I just want to say that I'd like to help you with that, Jason, if possible, considering I also have a background in Parley.
Sure. Okay, good. And just for the record, that was Senator Castro. All righty. Moving on to Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your summer. I've been having meetings with the Internship Coordination Committee. We've been working on stuff. We're mainly looking at the current application, what can be changed, what can be reworked to be more effective. We're working on marketing for the internship currently. So I'm working on our little post that will go on the Instagram as well as its Instagram story. We're also working on our syllabuses and stuff, and all that stuff. So it's moving right along. The internship is super exciting. We're looking at a couple of deadlines. It sounds like the application will close in July for programming and for clubs and orgs, and then it will close around August for us, and then we should be getting our interns around September. So I'll communicate more of those strict deadlines as we have more clear dates and more firm dates, but that's what the timeline is looking like currently.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments? Senator Kitch?
Can you please just send me, like you said, you're sending everybody, just send it to me because I plan on pushing the internship a lot at Honors Fit.
Cool. Any points of conversation or questions like that from the Zoom? Okay. Moving on to myself, not much to report. Glad that pretty much everybody was able to make it today. Like I said, at our first meeting, the whole point of oversight is to go over points memos, basically for this to kind of be a check-in with the speaker and other chairs, just to kind of see where you guys are at, see if you guys need anything from me, and obviously just give a report once we get into fall, based on points memos and outreach. So those will be our primary duties once fall starts and stuff like that. But yeah, if you guys have any questions or want to talk about your committees more in depth or anything like that, this is what this committee's for, to discuss different avenues or opportunities with other chairs to see how they're running their committees and stuff like that, which I'll go into later. And then, oh, Luis, do you have, because I technically, I don't know if I have access to it, the points memo, because I asked Faith for it, and I think she, you said she was sick, yeah? Okay, sounds good. All right, moving past agenda item 6, old business, there's no old business. Moving on to agenda item 7A, summer check-ins with chairs. I'm just going to go back down the list through just to ask you guys one-on-one, just to see how you guys are doing as chairs, see kind of just a rough, I know you guys already gave your updates, but more or less how you're doing as chair and see if there's anything else that you guys want to implement or talk about or anything like that. So we'll start with Senator Kitch.
I'm pretty good. I think that just getting them all to kind of get liaisons before the summer ends. I did it before our July meeting, but before the summer ends is my main goal right now.
Okay. And then I'm kind of pretty much going to ask the general question to pretty much everybody when we go around and stuff like that. But how do you think your guys' committees is doing? How do you think your guys' committee is doing on liaison contact and liaison positions and stuff like that? Because I know I've had a few senators reach out to me who are still a little confused in terms of liaison positions and stuff like that. So kind of just wanted to get everybody's take around the table, how they're doing in regards to that, how they're doing as chair, how they're doing running their meetings. I just kind of want to see how you guys are doing. So pass Senator Maselli, then we'll go to Senator Eason.
I'm doing pretty good as chair. Like I mentioned earlier, I met one-on-one individually with each committee member, and most of them seem to be doing pretty well with regards to what they want to do with their liaisons and such, although some people have had trouble contacting their liaisons. For example, Senator Evans has been unable to get in contact with Director Sullivan of Campus Public Relations. She was not responding to his emails, apparently. So I'll probably be getting in contact with her later on. And I've had a few committee members who just didn't know how to go about contacting their liaison, just what the approach exactly should be, whether or not they should be able to schedule a meeting or introduce by email. I made sure to clarify that with them during our one-on-one check-ins, and it looks like everyone who was able to send an email has done so far. So that's pretty much it on my end.
Okay, sounds good. Moving on to Senator Castro.
My committee is having a little bit of trouble, but it's more so with the distribution of liaison appointments. As Senator Levy was there this morning, she can attest to the fact that we had people there. Like, we had our meeting today with the express goal of getting people who were not at our last meeting to liaison positions. Yet, despite me personally reaching out to them to ensure that they would be in attendance, they were still not there. And so we met quorum, but the basic intent of the meeting was unmet because we were trying to specifically distribute like those liaison positions across the board to everyone. So we have people right now who have 2 liaison positions, and there are people who have none. And it's because they haven't been in attendance. So I'm trying to reach out to them more. That's why I wanted my next meeting to be sooner rather than later, so that I can get them all with liaisons. But yeah, every liaison position is currently covered right now. So we're still trying to reach out and everything for filling that part. But yeah.
Okay, that's good. Moving on past Senator Terry, Senator Levy, how's your committee doing in terms of liaison positions, updates, all that good stuff?
Honestly, SSW, I'm thinking it's going pretty well. In the box, I know not a lot of people use the legacy box, but I made sure to update it and send it out to the committee members. So if anyone has any questions about the liaison positions, I honestly am planning more on like getting everyone to reach out to their liaisons towards like when we go back to school, because right now it's kind of an awkward position. I mean, it's good to reach out, but it's also a little difficult too, because a lot of the liaisons, especially in SSW, they want you to actually have an active agenda item. And unfortunately, since we're not all on campus, that's a little hard for my members to do that. So I'm going to focus more on making sure they're comfortable with their liaisons in August. But otherwise, I feel pretty comfortable with all my members and with the liaisons. So yeah, I think I'm doing pretty well.
Okay, sounds good. And then lastly, Senator Saporito.
As I previously said, we're working on the liaison positions, considering this is the first session the special committee has been formed. But the process so far has been pretty smooth. Only issue, we currently have six members in the special committee, and there's so many organizations, so many facilities we could be reaching out to. With that being said, I do believe once we have it, the liaisons fully addressed and we get the positions running, everything will be running smoothly.
Okay, sounds good. And then kind of just a general announcement to everybody. If you have committee members who aren't meeting with liaisons, not really showing up to meetings and not really being engaged, just send me a Teams message and I can talk to them individually and straighten anything out, or maybe they're just confused about something. Literally just, I want to make sure there's no miscommunication between any chairs or senators. So again, like I said, if there's any senators who really don't seem as engaged or they're not contacting the liaisons and you're having a little bit of difficulty, just send me a Teams message and then I'll individually meet with them and make sure we're on the same page and make sure once we get into August and fall that everybody's on the same page and everybody's meeting with their liaison positions in a correct amount of time. Any other points of discussion, questions, comments about how your committees are going, liaison positions, any concerns, anything like that throughout the summer, anything? Okay. Seeing none, we're going to be moving past agenda item 7B, points memo. Well, technically, I'll say this first. I haven't looked at the points memo yet, but based on how meetings have gone, just with Senate meetings, obviously I haven't been to every committee meeting, so I don't know who's missed what, but based on Senate meetings and stuff like that, I know there's some people who, and it's, I'm letting there be a little bit of slack because it is summer and stuff like that. And I realize the majority of you is your first time in ASU. And so I'm being a little more considerate in that sense. But looking at the points memo, there may be some people who have points right now, but I think it's honestly just bound to miscommunication. And either they were in the meeting and something just happened. So I'll make sure at our next oversight meeting, which is going to be July 30th, it's going to be in this room. That we'll go over the points memo then, and that's when we'll have a good idea of who truly has points, who does not have points, so we can go into August having a rough idea of where everybody's at and see, yeah, just where everybody's at. So don't really worry about the points memo or anything like that, but the secretaries are still taking points. I'm still taking points. If, you know, you still miss a meeting, that's still unexcused absence is, I believe, 1 point for a Senate meeting. So all the points will still be accounted for and stuff like that, but once I get a more in-depth look at the points memo, I'll be able to evaluate everyone's points that they have and look over past meetings that they would have missed and to see if those points are valid or not. So all good on that. Any points of discussion or questions, comments on points memos or points in general? Okay. Moving on to agenda item 7C, Senate overview. Pretty much just a rough outline. We're going to do this every oversight meeting. I'm not going to go around again because I got a rough idea of kind of where you guys are at. But if anybody wants to kind of jump in and say how they think their committee's going or say how they think Senate's going or any hopes, dreams and stuff like that for the rest of the summer or stuff they want to push as a chair going in the fall, anything like that, I'm pretty much going to list this as an open forum if anybody wants to say anything. But before you speak, obviously say your name first for the record and stuff like that. But would anybody like to start us off? Going once, going twice. All righty. I'll take that as everyone is doing amazing and we're all living in kumbaya. But I'll list my points, I guess I could say. But I think you guys are doing a great job as chairs. I think you guys are communicating your duties and responsibilities really effectively, especially since I know some of you are new to ASU as a whole. So I'm pretty impressed with a lot of you guys who are doing a really good job as chairs, I'd say. And then in terms of how Senate's doing as a whole, I think we're doing pretty well. I'm glad we were able to get some pieces of legislation passed. We almost have a full Senate body coming into fall, so that'll be exciting. see. Anything else off the top of my head? No, I think the 93rd is going good. Behind the scenes, I'm seeing a lot of senators do a lot of back end work to get ready for fall, which I told a lot of you guys to do ahead of time. This summer is basically your time to prepare and get ready for fall and stuff like that. Because I've said it 100 times, but once we hit fall, it's going to be a completely different game. But I just want you guys to prepare and be ready, especially with you guys as chairs too. There's going to be senators who are going to be looking up to you guys in a way. I mean, you guys technically have the ability to assign points to senators. You guys run your own meeting. You guys run your own objectives and duties and stuff like that. So there's a lot of roles and responsibilities that comes with the chair. And like I said at the beginning, I'm proud of a lot of you guys for being able to take on that challenge and ask the questions that are needed. And not feel, I don't feel like anyone's really left behind. And I feel like we're all on the same page of the duties, goals, and missions we all want to accomplish and why we all ran and the students that voted us in here. So I think we're doing good. I'm excited for fall, and I'm excited to see what you guys have worked on over the summer. But yeah, anyone else want to add anything before we close out? Alrighty. Moving past agenda item 7C, public comment. Is there any public comment? Please state your name and position for the record.
Speaker, I can thank you. You take a lot of interest in the Super Interesting in Government. First off, I want to echo what Speaker Ackman has mentioned. Please work with your members. If you're struggling, it's going to get worse as the fall semester starts. So please just reach out. And if you still need ideas, Speaker Ackman, I'm here. Anybody, please let me know. We'll help you get your committee members and committee scheduled for the semester. Also, don't forget to schedule your bi-weekly 15-minute check-in. And then with that and the start of the semester, TCE, the Veterans Lunch Space, is going quickly. So please get that scheduled. Let you know if you need help. And then for those of you who celebrate the upcoming holiday, please be safe. Have fun. That's
cool. Alrighty. Any other public comment at this time? No. Quick points I'd like to make. Speaker Moss, for the record, how many committees are you on?
Speaker Moss?
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
What?
I'm just curious.
Four.
And what committees are those?
Government Operations, Budget and Finance, Food and Security, and Oversight.
Okay. Cool. Alrighty. That's pretty much it. Moving on to agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourned this committee of oversight meeting at 1:24 p.m. in the Frankie Sue Del Papa conference room on June 30th, 2025. All right. Have a great 4th of July, everybody. Stay safe. Celebrate America's independence. And I will see you guys next week. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Bye.